The Kenosha City Council this week endorsed a local revenue sharing plan with the Menominee Tribe and others who want to open a casino on the site of a dog racing track. But a study funded by business, tourism, and community groups in Milwaukee argues a Kenosha gambling hall would lead to the elimination of 2,000 jobs at or tied to the Milwaukee casino run by the Forest County Potawatomi. The study estimates another 10,000 jobs in Milwaukee would never be created if a Kenosha casino convinced the Potawatomi not to expand its site. Study author Michael Evans is a former economics professor at Northwestern University. He predicts a 33% drop in business at the Potawatomi casino because he says the 20% of the clientele that are from Illinois would no longer make the trip.
I mean, if you're going to drive up, you're not going to drive past the Kenosha Casino if it's right there. The other 13%, more or less, reflect estimates of the number of people in Kenosha and Racine in the southern parts of Wisconsin that now journey up to Milwaukee but would go to Kenosha instead.
Evans acknowledges Kenosha would gain jobs, but he argues there would be a net loss for Wisconsin, especially when some Kenosha Casino profits would flow to the Menominee's partner tribe in Connecticut. But Kenosha Casino project manager Dennis Troja says his experts have found Milwaukee would not be hurt.
The indications are there's a very strong market in Milwaukee, even if Kenosha develops. And if Kenosha doesn't develop, there might be something in Waukegan anyway, so there's going to be competition for the Potawatomi. So I would suggest that the Potawatomi, they go ahead and look at expansion plans like they announced.
Troja insists the Menominee wouldn't mind if the Potawatomi's casino was larger. The Kenosha County Board is expected to okay the Menominee plan next week, but state and federal approvals are still needed, and Milwaukee officials plan to show the new job loss study to Governor Doyle. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.